The Walden Chamber Music Society presents the final concert of their season and celebrating 20 seasons in Chaffee County with Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, the Big Three. With me, cellist Camilla Bonzo. Hello, Camilla.
Hi, Keith. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Sunday, June 2nd at 3 p.m. with an informance at 2 p.m. And this is wrapping up your 20th season, right?
Yes, and the informance is at 2:30.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. 2:30 for the informance and 3 o'clock for the concert.
Yes.
Okay. And you're the cellist. Who's going to be with you this time?
So we have a violinist, Aaron Boyd, with us again.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, Jo Boatwright, will be on the piano.
Wonderful. So Bach, the Partita number 2 in D minor for solo violin, Beethoven Sonata number 1 in D major for violin and piano, and Brahms Trio in A minor for clarinet. Well, actually, this is a special arrangement of the Brahms piece, so you got some winners here, wrapping up this season.
Yes.
With all-stars.
Yes. Yes. This is a really great program. We're closing out big with the 3 Bs, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms.
Well, how about this Bach Partita number 2? You want to talk about that?
Yes, I would love to talk about this. This is one of those things where if I said everything, I would talk for half an hour. And mm-hmm. if I try to condense it, it doesn't make it sound very good. But I've just got to say, this is an amazing piece. It's a famous piece. It's Bach at his greatest. And I can only tell people we have the fantastic, fantastic violinist performing this. It's a once in a lifetime chance. If any of your listeners can rearrange their schedules, drop everything, get themselves out to hear this performed live, please, please do. This is a really good example of Bach excelling within extreme restriction. He was so good at being conventional and conservative. So he's got 4 dance forms, which are highly regulated. And then he has the chaconne as the last movement, which is 64 continuous variations. The last movement by itself is the violinist playing without a break for 16 minutes.
Wow.
And it's one line, you know, it's just the violin. And within these crazy restrictions, he just excels. He is so intense, and then his releases are so glorious, and it's like just balm on your brain. It's going to be amazing.
That's a great way to put it, balm on your brain. But that it is,
yeah.
It's more than a musical performance. It's almost like an athletic feat, like some pianists mm-hmm. have to deal with as well. Well, Beethoven mm-hmm. up next, the Sonata number 1 in D major for violin and piano.
Yes. So Beethoven, this is young Beethoven. He was only 28 years old. His career as a pianist in Vienna had taken off maybe 2 years before.
Mm-hmm.
And then his career as a composer had just taken off in Vienna. It's so exciting. And you can totally hear this where the Bach is very contained and intense. The Beethoven is very free and exuberant. And it's statement after statement after statement. And this is the Beethoven before he realizes he's going deaf, before he's disillusioned with Napoleon,
mm-hmm.
you know, before all that stuff, all that baggage settles in on his life. And it's just a wonderful, glorious piece. And it's a great one to follow the Partita. And it's also really cool because after going through the Partita, Aaron Boyd comes right back on stage and plays this piece with my mom, which is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just to interject that an early Beethoven, when you say that, I noticed that the images of a young Beethoven, he smiles. He has a smile or a smirk or a grin later on, as you say, as the disillusionment with Napoleon, with his deafness and with the illnesses and things like that. He has that famous scowl that we know him for, but that comes later.
Mm-hmm. So, you're right.
Well, this arrangement of Brahms, now originally a trio in A minor for clarinet, cello, and piano, but this is a special arrangement for you guys.
Yes, it's an arrangement by Georg Schumann, who is not related to Robert.
Okay.
And he arranged this for violin, cello, and piano. So, you know, once more, Aaron has to come out on stage and play one more piece with us. And it's beautiful. This is a really beautiful piece. So this was written near the end of Brahms's life, where Brahms had actually told his publisher or a good friend or something that he was going to stop composing, that he was done.
Yeah.
And then he hears this clarinet player and becomes friends with him and composed these 4 pieces at the end of his life that featured clarinet. And this was one of them. So he's very free. And he's, you know, I always say that Brahms's baseline is melancholy. That's his baseline.
Yeah, yeah.
So he really goes for it in this,
you know?
Yeah, he goes for it in this piece, but it's a gorgeous piece. It's totally worth it.
I mean, you say romantic composer. We're not talking romantic era. We're talking a romantic, melancholy soul, I believe. And I keep thinking of that late in life image of Brahms sitting at the piano with a cigar in his mouth. And he's he had become quite large at the time. I was going to say Orson Welles-like, but it was just showing him reaching out around himself, playing the piano. And it's just an iconic image. But yeah, Brahms, definitely a melancholy guy. Now, the informants, as you said, 2:30. For this and talking about, well, what we've just talked about, giving information on these three pieces that are going to be performed. And again, Sunday, June 2nd, 3 p.m., celebrating 20 seasons, wrapping up the 20th season, I believe. Walden Chamber Music Society, and this is at the Salida Steam Plant Theater in Salida. WaldenChamberMusic.org to find out more and to purchase tickets. Well, Camilla, thank you so much for talking to me. Now, summer off, but are you going to have like a new season reveal or anything coming up late summer, maybe?
Oh, you know, I don't know. We have the dates set, but that's all I know. And so it's going to be our usual. We're early in November.
Well, then I'll see you in November and we'll talk.
Okay. Sounds good, Keith. Thank you
so much.
All right,
Camilla. Have a great summer.
Okay, you too.
Take care.